This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's program, Raising Healthy Children and the Young at Heart. 12 Simple Tips That Work with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Raising healthy children can be a very daunting and challenging task in this day and age with so many activities, poor food choices, sitting too long in front of the computer or smartphone, peer pressure from friends, and much more. Well, our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., has worked with parents and children for decades worldwide and will offer her very best tips on how to raise healthy children physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. These tips will also apply in your life, too, whether you have children or not. So parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, nannies, caretaker, neighbors, and anyone of age who wants to experience vibrant health, keep a handy pen and paper with you because you'll want to take notes. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, Rick. It's always a pleasure to be back with you.
This is, I love the title, Raising Healthy Children and the Young at Heart. I would fall into, hopefully, the Young at Heart category there. So let's talk about this. Give your overview on children's health and how we prevent stress and conflict at the dinner table. I know you've got a very holistic approach to raising healthy children. Give us an overview, if you would, please.
Yes, always holistic in any matter. But when a child is born, there's a dream that's born. And what happens is the child grows up to fulfill that dream is dependent upon the parent, how the parent will nurture and nourish that child. One of my favorite quotes from Ralph Waldo Emerson was, "Health is our greatest wealth," and that's definitely true for children as well as teens and adults. And while every child is different, Rick, I think there are certain things that parents can do to expose their children to a healthier lifestyle. So, and we'll talk a lot about the whole lifestyle, not just foods and physical activity, but healthy foods and physical activity ride tandem as essential components to raising children. Parents can easily, in this day and age, become overwhelmed with information overload about food choices, or overwhelmed with their jobs, commuting, stress-filled lifestyles. And although as parents we understand, of course we do, that good nutrition is important for our children, many children in real life eat diets high in sugar and fat. You can see that in the physique of children, how they're getting larger. Yes. And larger. It's low in fresh fruits and vegetables. So how children eat has a great deal to do with what they learn from the people around them. And similarly, children often duplicate the physical activity level of their parents. And these messages are received in subtle and not so subtle ways. So, to conclude this overview, feeding children often becomes a balancing act and in many homes may turn to a battle zone. I see this a lot. And the more you force, the less they eat. Battle zones create stress and conflict at the dinner table, but somehow we must get the message across to them about healthy eating and living. And by the way, there was a recent study from the University of Tennessee, and it's shown that eating preferences are established by 3 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's a matter of what you do with them at a very young age. The younger your child is when you start this philosophy of healthy eating and living, the easier it will be later on. But whatever the age, it's better to start now rather than later. So this will be fun to go through what parents can do to help make a positive, healthy difference in the lives of their children. And even if you don't have children and you're listening to this, this will still apply to you. So I'm looking forward to going through all these tips with you.
With us on the program once again is Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. Follow her Twitter at Susan Smith-Jones. You'll get all the information we're talking about today and so much more on our website. And we'll talk about what all is on the website as we go through the conversation today. You've got 12 tips for raising healthy children. I think you might have alluded to this before with the role that parents play, whether they realize it or not. Number one on your list is look at yourself first. Explain what you mean by that.
Yes, always, always. You see, it's essential for you as a parent or caretaker to make the necessary changes in your life, since children always learn best by example. Because you can't expect your children to eat more fruits and vegetables if you never eat them or rarely extol their virtues. I always say, be a shining example to your children. You know this, but your listeners may not know that I have a children's 2-in-1 book for kids age 1 to almost 10 years old called Vegetable Soup and The Fruit Bowl, and it's two books in one, teaching children how eating more fruits and vegetables will make them stronger and healthier and happier. And the latest version, the new revised edition for 2023, just came out. So if you got it on Amazon, make sure you get the new revised 2023 edition. Or if you get it through me, you can find information out on my website. Of course, you'll get the brand new edition with a bookmark and a personal note card from me to the child or to you.
And all that information on Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a direct link to Susan from our website. Number two on your list is variety is the spice of life. I like that. Talk about that and the power of introducing new things into a child's diet.
Yes, and see, this does go for adults as well. So you always want to have a variety of colorful fruits and veggies on hand to let the kids help in the selection of the produce when you go to the market. Let them participate, and also in the preparation of food at home. Studies show that the children that help create the fresh food meals are most apt to eat the food once it's prepared. This also goes for school lunches, too. Let your child help to create a power lunch to take to school. Things like baby vegetables and easy fruit, like delicious tangerines that are easy to peel, or fresh berries. Things that are easy to eat in a hurry for a snack and provide quick energy. These are also things you want to keep in the variety from which the children choose what to eat.
That's so amazing what you're talking about. And if the child is incorporated into what you're doing, all of a sudden it's something that's fun for them. They're more inclined, as Susan was saying, to eat that meal. And I know you like to have them do what, growing? We talked before about sprouts. You can actually grow sprouts. So it's more than just whipping up something in the kitchen. You're actually growing something, growing the food as well.
Yes, that's right. You know, one of my full-color books is called Kitchen Gardening, and I give you the ABCs of growing fresh sprouts at home, like alfalfa sprouts, broccoli, red clover, garbanzo beans for when you make hummus. Kids love to participate in this process. So, you know, on my website or on Amazon, check out Kitchen Gardening. The subtitle is Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts, and it tells you exactly how to start the process, and kids love to watch these grow. It's just wonderful. I know so many kids in my neighborhood that help with this, the young ones, and then they take them to school for show and tell and talk about how they grew these. And you don't need to have a yard if you're in a tiny little apartment. You just need a few inches of space in the corner of your kitchen. It costs pennies per batch. It takes about 1 to 2 minutes a day. And from day one, then to day four, you can have a whole quart, or if you want, a half a gallon, of beautiful, freshly harvested organic sprouts, probably the healthiest food you can eat.
Great idea from Dr. Susan on her list of 12 tips for raising healthy children. The next one is take a fruit break. Talk about the importance of that.
Yes. Every day, your child should have a fruit break. I really believe in this. Fresh fruit like apples, oranges, berries, bananas, what else? Grapes, kiwi, tangerines, pears. These all contain a plethora of nutrients, including enzymes, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber. And fruits are high water content food, and fruits are normally sorely missing in the diet of most children who need to eat at least 3 different fruits daily. So here's my little tip here. If children take 1 fruit break during the day and add that to the fruit they'll have with breakfast and lunch, they'll be well on their way to enhancing their health and fortifying their bodies. And by the way, that goes without saying, but I will say it, take a daily veggie break, such as cut up bell peppers, baby carrots. Kids like the baby carrots. And you can make a design on the plate with them, like a face, or make it into an animal. Celery sticks. Maybe you put nut butter in the celery sticks. Cherry tomatoes, string beans, baby squash. Serve them with a healthy dip. A quick, easy way to make a dip is just take plain yogurt and sprinkle some of your favorite seasonings in it. You know, salt-free or whatever seasoning you like the best. You mix it up and it makes a delicious dip. And you want to strive for about 7 servings of vegetables. You think, are you kidding? 7? My child won't eat that much. But it's not hard to do when you have colorful salads with different vegetables, vegetable soups, smoothies. You can hide a lot of kale and spinach and cucumber in the smoothies. So find ways to make these health breaks fun and rewarding.
All of this information, so much more on raising healthy children, you'll find on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. In the books that we talked about, and we'll recap all of those as we go through the program. Number four, keep your home a junk-free zone and meals alkaline-centric. Talk about both aspects of that, food-free and then the alkaline-centric part of it.
Yes. Well, alkaline-centric means fruits and vegetables create more alkaline residue in your body. Now, that keeps you healthy. All the animal products, the meat, the dairy, the cheese, most grains, all junk food, make your body more acidic, which sets your body up with an environment that promotes disease. So the more fruits and vegetables you can eat, the better. When I say keep your home a junk-free zone, that's especially important. Even as an adult, let's say you want to lose weight or just your goal is to get healthier, you want to keep it out of sight. You know that saying, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's true, definitely, when it comes to junk foods. Keep highly processed, refined foods to a bare minimum at home, and then let your child choose from a variety of fresh, whole foods rather than always deciding for them what they should be eating. In other words, you want to give them back the power to choose. That's important for children, but make sure you offer them a variety of healthy foods from which to select.
So much wisdom in what you're saying, not only for children, but for adults as well, things that we can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Number five on the list is break the food seduction. Talk about the importance of that, because there is such a thing as food seduction, isn't there?
Yes, there is. You know, and often people that overeat and eat the wrong kinds of foods go into like a food coma, where they lose all their energy. They can hardly sleep at night. They can hardly get out of bed in the morning. And you add to that the psychological factors of low self-esteem because you feel like you have no control. Remember, what you eat today, Rick, you crave tomorrow. And processed foods, those foods high in sugar, white flour, lots of salt, preservatives, additives, are very addicting. And the more they're eaten, the more they're craved. And that goes for children, teens, and adults. So it's best to begin each meal with a nutrient-dense, high-fiber food, whether at home or at a restaurant, so children can get in nutrients before scarfing down the empty calorie foods, those high in calories and little to no nutritional value. For example, let's say you go to an Italian restaurant. What do they immediately put on the table when you sit down?
Oh, you've got breadsticks.
Yeah, absolutely, and bread and butter. And it's best to say, hold the bread and make sure you start with a salad or vegetable soup or cut up vegetables. And then if pasta's after that, you won't be eating as much. You won't have as much room. You know, the same goes for all the pizza that's high in a lot of meat and dairy on it. So it's good to sequence your meals where you start with something healthy, and then it's always not a bad idea before you eat a meal, especially, let's say, as an adult and you want to lose weight, on an empty stomach 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, have a big glass of water. Go to my website and maybe in the search bar put alkaline water or body hydration, and you'll learn about the best ways to drink water. That will help you not overeat. And we've had many shows where I talk about it takes 20 minutes for the signal to go to your brain saying, okay, you've eaten too much. Many people scarf down their food, inhale it, before even 20 minutes is up. So, you know, eat slowly, put the fork down between bites, start with something high nutrient and nutrient dense, and out of sight, out of mind. I never let them bring the bread and the butter to the table anymore because it doesn't need to be there.
Because you just eat it. That's the thing. They set it in front of you. So right there, it just eliminate that temptation in the very beginning. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She's with us on the program talking about 12 tips for raising healthy children. We're back with another tip after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-239-7264. 800-239-7264. 800-239-7264. That's 800-239-7264.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program once again is Susan Smith-Jones, holistic health and lifestyle expert. SusanSmithJones.com is the website. We'll have all this information available as we go through the program. We're talking today about 12 tips for raising healthy children. Next tip on the list is make quality sleep and plenty of water priorities. Why is that?
Absolutely, because lack of sleep and lack of pure water exacerbates the craving for processed foods. It's that simple. So you want to establish a nightly sleep routine, encourage ample water drinking, but don't save all that drinking right before you go to bed, because they'll be up all night long, and then offer a variety of whole foods. Those are the key elements. Feeling tired and cranky, lacking energy, whether a child or an adult, or becoming moody, Rick, is often a sign of dehydration and or lack of sleep. So sleep, water, and the consumption of a variety of colorful, healthy, whole foods needs to be a non-negotiable daily ritual.
Number 7 on the list, and I'm an old Boy Scout, so I'm ready with this. I'm covered when this went. Be prepared. Boy, that applies to so many aspects of our lives, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, and a Girl Scout, and I'm over the top. I try to be always prepared. So, and by this I mean, relating it to food, graze throughout the day on whole foods. You know, this goes for children and adults. Rick, when your blood sugar level drops too low, you'll crave eating anything that's quick and often void of nutrients. Like if you go to that restaurant famished and they put the bread and butter on the table, you will scarf it down because you don't make good choices when your blood sugar level gets too low. So I say, let's say in your home, keep plastic storage bags or some type of container. I like to use glass with the airtight top on hand and filled with healthy foods. Like when you bring things home from the store, if you need to wash them and cut up the produce, put it in containers so the foods can easily be selected. Because often when you're hungry, you open the fridge, you'll grab anything that's easy to eat.
Yes.
And so if you graze throughout the day and not wait too many hours between what you eat, you'll keep a more stable blood sugar level. And like I said a moment ago, being very hungry distorts your common sense. You don't want to be that way. That also raises your cholesterol, takes away all your willpower for choosing good foods. So grazing throughout the day, that's a key secret.
And very important, and amazing the results you will find if you follow that. Next on the list, and this is so important, make the family dinner table sacred. Talk about that. Would seem like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Talk about the importance and the significance of the dinner table. If we even have a dinner table anymore. Yes.
Yes. And I do believe in this. You know, barring an emergency, have dinner together as a family, unless you live alone or if you have a pet, have the pet next to you. But don't use this time to discuss problems. Stressful meals impede digestion, suppress the immune system, and stifle joy and serenity. Mealtime should always nourish the body and the soul. And don't forget, it's important to say grace before you eat a meal. I always thank God, and I also thank my angels for providing me with this wonderful, beautiful, resplendent-looking meal, you know, of whole foods that nourishes my body. I'm grateful for that. And when I do say the grace, that helps me to eat a little bit slower.
I mean, all of this ties together. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones talking about tips that will help you in raising healthy children. Join the Breakfast Club. So often they grab something, we grab something quickly, or not at all because we're running behind. Talk about joining the Breakfast Club.
Yes. Children especially need to have a healthy breakfast to start the day. Now, breakfast means breaking the fast. And if you feel rushed in the mornings, get organized the night before with perhaps setting the breakfast table, making the school lunches, laying out clothes, organizing a breakfast meal. You could even make a good smoothie the night before. And you and I have talked about this countless times, that the first 40 minutes of each day sets the tone for the entire day.
Our guest on This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert. Her website is susansmithjones.com, Twitter at Susan Smith-Jones. Topic today, raising healthy children and the young at heart. 12 simple tips that work. All the information, of course, on our website, in her many books that we've talked about during the course of the program. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.